Welcome to Bedtime Stories with Brandon Copeland, and I've got someone with me tonight, Lewis.
I'm a man.
You're a man?
I'm not a girl.
You're a boy.
I'm a boy.
Lewis is a boy. It's good to know. Well, tonight's story is about this mad scientist. But this mad scientist lived on a planet far, far away called Zoltas. And on planet Zoltas, he was working on special... First of all, planet Zoltas was beautiful. Everything was pink and rainbow and glitter and eggs and candy and... just everything was beautiful on planet Zoltan. And this mad scientist was creating a bomb. But you see, on the planet where he lives, where everything is nice, even the bombs are nice. The bombs look like, well, when they explode, they don't kill anybody.
They shoot.
Maybe on our planet, bombs kill people, but on planet Zoltan, the bombs, when they explode,
they shoot
glitter, and they meld into things, and they make them colorful and have rainbows, and they make them have flowers and candy, and they're like kind of like happy bombs.
Yeah.
Well, this mad scientist was creating this bomb.
Why is he mad?
He's mad because he's crazy. He's not angry. He's just like wild. He's got these crazy ideas. And so they call him they say he's mad, but not angry mad, just an outlandish person.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, he made these bombs on his planet, but the people on his planet did not like the bombs. They thought they were too crazy. They said, we need to get rid of these things. They are going to just cause problems here. So they created a rocket ship. They put all the bombs in the rocket ship and they launched it into outer space. And they said, we don't care where it goes. We're just going to launch this thing into space and let it fly forever.
We'll go to Mars.
Well, it flew in space. And you know, once things go into outer space, they just keep going. They don't stop. Unless they hit something, or unless they're acted upon by gravity or something else. So this rocket full of these bombs from planet Zoltan flew for 100 years in space, just going and going and going and going. And it flew all the way, finally, after 100 years, to the planet Earth. And the planet Earth, the planet that we live on. And it just so happens that on the planet Earth, there is an island called Easter Island. It's in Chile. Did you know that? Well, there's some giant moai heads buried in the sand, but Easter Island is covered in bunnies, and used to be covered in bunny rabbits all over the place.
Then they won the sea.
Well, what happens is there was a horrible storm on planet Earth, on Easter Island, and all the bunnies were hiding
in the water,
except for one.
What?
No, they weren't in the water. They were hiding in their bunny hole.
Oh.
Like they all dug holes underground and they lived in them. And they were hiding from the storm, except for one. This bunny loved the rain and the lightning and all the like crazy wind and things. When a storm came, he liked to get out there and just watch it. Well, this bunny was the only one not hiding. He was standing right on top of the bunny hole where the rest of the bunnies were hiding underground. And the rocket from planet Zoltan broke through the atmosphere, flew down through the Earth, and the bunny watched it as it came closer and closer and closer. He thought it was just amazing. and it approached the Earth. And then the rocket flew so fast, he couldn't even react. Almost like lightning. You know, you can't run away from lightning. It just, boom, hits you, right? Well, this rocket just, boom, hit the bunny and exploded. It exploded in a tremendous display of glitter and rainbows, and simultaneous with the rocket, a lightning bolt struck the bunny. And with that came some magic. When lightning strikes and when a rocket from planet Zoltan strikes, all at the same time, things go crazy. Some of the power from the lightning transferred into the bunny, and some of the festivity from the rocket melded together with the bunny.
Dad?
What?
Weren't you going to do a story that they told you to do?
Yeah, I'm doing that. Oh. Anyway, so now this bunny got struck with lightning and the bomb, and it was an explosion of candy and glitter and rainbows and flowers.
That'd be so cool.
But simultaneously, the corresponding explosion destroyed all
the bomb.
All the other bunnies on the island.
Oh,
so there was just the one bunny who stood on top of the hill when he got hit with lightning and with this bomb. It's like the bomb protected him from the lightning, and the lightning protected him from the bomb. And it created this thing. It gave the bunny special powers. Special powers like he could travel really quickly, and he could be secret and hide, and he could deliver, he could lay eggs now. And he could cough up candy, and he could pull flowers out of his ears.
What the?
Yeah, it was like a magic super rabbit.
He could teleport and be invisible.
Yep. And
he could fly.
He could probably fly. I didn't think about that, but I bet he could. Anyway, that bunny, because he was from Easter Island, suddenly became known as the Easter Bunny. And he had all these special powers from this rocket ship from planet Zoltan and the lightning. And every year, he zips around because he misses his family. He zips around to all the houses, and he gives treats to the boys and girls. And he hides eggs and candy and Easter baskets in everyone's house on Earth. And he does that with his magical powers. And that's the Easter Bunny. That's how he does it. So be good, and the Easter Bunny will come. The end.